Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me, all right? It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Femininio. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour, and boy, oh boy, we had some fun today. If you weren't around, Odyssey Rewind.
Yes. So, look, we've covered it all, including Kenny's hot dog roller in his living room. It's fascinating work. So the Lions game, here's the deal. We're going to get to it. Scale of 1 to 5, your concern. Well, what does it mean? All right, a 1 means there is no concern. You're actually just going to do something else with your time. The Lions are going to win by so much. No chance of losing. There's no point spread big enough. A 2 on the concern meter. You're convinced they're winning. But you're allowing the possibility of it being, let's say, a 1-score game, a touchdown game. A 3 is where you acknowledge a possibility of loss. And again, you could still think they're going to win, but you're not 100% certain. A 4, Rico, you said it best in the 2 o'clock hour, coin flip. A 5, no one could reasonably or rationally be a 5, which is we're dead.
Yeah.
Basically, like if you're a Texans fan or a Commander fan, you feel like you're dead. That's what a 5 would be. Yeah.
5, you're predicting the upset of the year.
So I know you said you're a 3. I'm probably a 2. I don't think the Lions can lose this game unless something seismic took place. If they play anything close to their B-plus game, they're good. Now, hey, any given Sunday, if they play like ass, no, they could lose. But I do think there's a pathway. Man, if Washington's going to go for it every fourth down, mm-hmm. they don't get it. If they don't bat 80% like they have, it could that spiral.
87.
Yeah. I know.
Here's the beauty of it. Yes. If you all of a sudden go out there and destroy the confidence of Jaden Daniels, you got this.
Yeah. Because especially early.
In order for the Commanders to win this game, it really boils down to Jaden Daniels. That's it. If he's on fire, good luck, because it'll be a battle. And that's why I'm at a 3, because he'll make you sweat. He's going to sit there and cause all types of anxiety. I think in the end, you have way more players than the Commanders. But if he is just a one-man wrecking crew, a la Kaepernick, a la Michael Vick in the playoffs, that's where it gets problematic. You crush his dreams early in the game. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to hear the crowd noise. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to see the false starts. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to see the bad reads for interceptions or missed on fourth down opportunities.
Right.
You can't let the confidence grow in this young man because he's out there having fun.
Get out to a fast start. It's the best way to do it. Get out to a fast start. The fan, you guys are going to be incredible. I never doubt that. There won't be any Commander presence in this building. It's not happening.
No, but what you can't do, and look, I know Captain Obvious here, you can't allow how the Buffalo game started where all of a sudden, boom, Josh Allen is just on a roll, and you know what? I'm having fun. Thought this Lions crowd was that tough. Not really that bad. We're up 14-0. It's awful quiet in here.
248-539-9797. And as a sidecar, because we want to have some fun with it. It's a Saturday night, but people have said, look, we're watching the game alone. What's the menu item? And that's how we unearthed Kenny's hot dog fiesta, but also just what is the menu item?
See, if I'm a Lions fan, it would be victory, like a victory pizza or a victory burger after the game. After I know, it's like the victory cigar.
You said you're too nervous to participate in a meal.
No,
when your team plays.
Remember, it's how I found out about that fish pizza. I saved it. I'm like, okay. After the Michigan-Michigan State game.
That is not what it's called.
After the Michigan-Michigan State game, the trouble with the snap game, I'm like, okay, I'm nervous. So they were over. I'm like, right. Yes.
Yeah, people, once a year on the east side, you get some real Italian joints. They do something called Sfingiuni. And yes, you can get it with anchovy on it. But it's basically a real old school grandma slice of pizza. So Rico calls it fish pizza. I forgot to tell him there was anchovy on it.
So you didn't eat all day because of the game.
All day,
and you're like,
David.
Now it's time to eat.
This Michigan. Was 2015, David.
Michigan has like the buffet for the media. I got some of Mike's specialty pizzas.
I'm going to do that.
In the car. Get in there, take a gigantic bite, and was
dead.
Like, oh, my God.
Dead. Dead. All right, so here's what I want to do. While we can get some of the people lined up, we have a very special call from one of our favorite people. I don't know if Rudy was a bigger Notre Dame fan. He's a caller to multiple shows, but we only care he calls us. And I believe you told me he is live from the ATL. We go to caller Rob, not in Brighton, in Georgia. Rob, what's going on, buddy?
On Monday. I fly out at 7 on Monday.
Okay, so all right. You're local here.
Yeah, very excited.
And then you go down. All right, so what's going on?
Ooh, yeah, no, guys. The slander all week, I mean, just realistically.
Oh, dear.
I don't even know what it's going to come down to on Monday. I'm kind of curious what you guys think, but I don't think it's as definitive as a lot of people say. Like, nobody's taking Notre Dame. That's obvious. Ohio State's obviously a better, more talented, skilled team. I was in South Bend last year for the Ohio State game. It came down to the last play. I think it's going to be a lot closer than you guys think. So I'm very excited. I have a chance. So my buddy's on staff at Ohio State. I get to sit with his wife and his parents that are coming into town for the game. So I'll actually have a good seat for the game, but I'll be surrounded by all Ohio State.
Yeah, but you'll behave yourself. You're not an animal. You're an adult. You'll be fine.
And, Rob, you'll be fine because your team's full of try-hard guys that just, I mean, next man up. Oh, the quarterback goes down. That's okay. The backup will come in for 7 plays and complete 6 passes.
It's just like the offensive line. Like, everybody talks like, oh, we lost our left tackle. Well, it's the same guy that replaced the starting left tackle against Texas A&M. Like, Notre Dame isn't Michigan State. We have depth in the offensive line room, and they recruit 5-star offensive linemen.
How did Michigan State just take a stray here, Rob? Oh, I'm on your side.
Because Rob's upset, but he's being friendly. slandered
Rob. I'm kidding.
Poor
I'm
old
kidding.
Sparty.
I'm
he's
kidding.
Already homeless. Jesus, Rob.
I love Michigan State. Imagine if Michigan State had an offensive line room. They'd be a lot better. Notre Dame's offensive line is decent. I think it's going to come down to our secondary is going to, like Rico said, we are going to be playing man. We shut down Marvin Harrison the last 2 years. One thing to note is Emeka Ibuka the last 2 years against Notre Dame has balled out. You know, like, they obviously spied or, you know, spent a lot of time on Marvin Harrison, which I assume they're doing with Jeremiah Smith. Watch out for Tua and Scarlett. I'm not a big Will Howard guy. I don't think he's any good. Watch out for our secondary playing man. If we can get some pressure, maybe a big pick. I don't know, guys, but go Irish. I'm very excited, Mike.
You
I don't know if
be.
You have any restaurants or any tips.
Where
well, or not, but.
Atlanta's not really my purview. Like, we joke around. You could fall on your face and find good barbecue. I haven't spent much time in Atlanta. I wish I had better intel for you, buddy.
Well, do me a favor. I'll put you on hold. I have family down there, so I'll put you on hold, and I'll contact
say,
you
Rob,
this weekend.
Rob, are you a chicken and waffles guy?
Leave it to the drug addicted pastor to steer me in the right direction.
Stop it! You know what, Rob? No help for you then. No help for you.
Rob, I will put
like
you
David's
on hold.
Going to be saying, oh, yeah, they got a good Denny's or a White Castle downtown Atlanta for after the game. I'm
steer
sure.
clear of the Waffle House. Go get you some chicken and waffles.
Rob, I will put you on hold. David will get you square. You'll be all set. Look, it's an unbelievable opportunity. And your team, you've believed from the very beginning. And look, I get no credit. You bust my chops. I picked you to destroy Army, and you know that hurt me personally. I picked you to kill Indiana. I may as well have been dressed like a leprechaun that night. I can't pick you every week, Rob. That's not how this game works. I think I've picked you four times and picked against you twice.
I'll give Rob credit. After the loss, he was like, "We're not going to lose again." They didn't.
And he said it with his chest. And he believed, Rob, and I will give Rob full credit for this. He believed they were going into College Station and winning. And
I would take the under, guys. 21-10 at Ohio State 2 years ago, 17-14 last year in South Bend. I think this is going to be a defensive battle. Give me Chip Kelly against Al Golden. You know, Marcus Freeman is such a better coach than Ryan Day. Irish, 21, Ohio State, 17.
There it is.
First national championship since the year I was born, 1988.
There you go.
Go Irish, baby.
There you go.
There's that is the word. That's the gospel, David, right there.
Wake up the echoes.
That was actually error per season.
I mean, if you made it this far, you might as well pick your team.
And I'm good with it. And that's why, and I understand Lions Commanders is a big thing. Rob had been waiting patiently. We're not going to ice Rob out. That's just not how this show works. He's loyal. I still think Ohio State's going to hit them with a truck, but that's okay.
It's that Ryan Day, man.
You're right. Maybe he tries to fight Lou Holtz.
Right. Like, just, Ryan, you'll do dumb things, and the next thing if you let Notre Dame hang around, you're in trouble.
248-539-9797. We'll get some of the people in the mix. And again, your concern 1 through 5, and what's on the menu? As we all, I mean, honestly, Saturday night, it's perfect. I can't wait. I'm super excited. I think the Lions are winning. And I just, beyond that, it doesn't matter because I'm like Dan Campbell in this regard. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care the margin. I just care that we're playing for the right to go to a Super Bowl next week. And you guys get a home NFC title game, which no fan base deserves more than you. Like, I don't get lost in the detail of it. Just win. Mm-hmm. But the difference is, and this is something we've said, and it's you, me, David, we've experienced this before. This fan base hasn't. We know how hard the playoffs are. I hope they go and live up to the fantasies and they win by 3 touches. Just win.
Cookies and sunglasses on Monday morning.
Yeah, that's fine. Because who would be upset by it? No one. But just win, please. I do not want to do shows otherwise.
Yeah.
That I'm not looking forward to. Rico will take you into the new year. I'll just leave. Jesus, I do
You'll
not want.
Back.
I know. I'm on Monday, by the way, after the Wings or Pistons or whatever.
So you're still okay?
Yeah, no, I'm on Monday.
You're such a trooper.
Like 5 o'clock. It's a Lions Monday. It's an hour. It's no big deal. It's not a big deal. You just relax.
Go join. I may or may not
join Kenny for the hot dog roller. 248-539-9797.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, David. Or Kenny. Sorry, I just looked up and it wasn't. Decidedly not David. Right, David's back now. Ticket text. Lions Commanders, level of concern, 1 through 5. We gave you the parameters. And again, what's on the menu? If you're doing this thing solo, maybe you're like Rico. Maybe you're too nervous to eat. I don't know.
My concern is high. Casinos have a lot to lose with the Lions winning the Super Bowl. I think there's... There's conspiracies out there. That is Mike from Lake Orion.
He's doing the whole liability thing. Like, what does the book need? Not a book needs the Commanders. Everybody and their mother's betting the Lions.
Confident, but not cocky. We can win and probably should, but a loss wouldn't surprise me. So, 3-ish. Go Lions. Love the show. Thank goodness for streaming. This is Jordan from Wichita, Kansas.
Yes, and don't forget the YouTube, which is, you know, thanks, John, Jordan. And Evan. Where's he from? Wichita? Yeah.
Wichita, Kansas. Yes.
Jesus.
I've never been there,
have you?
No.
I don't think we want to be there. It just middle of nowhere.
Right? I've heard it's desolate.
I drove through Kansas to get to Iowa, but yeah.
Which is another place you don't really want to be.
Corn.
Is Iowa.
That's true.
Once you see one stalk of corn, you've seen them all.
I give it a 3. Close home wins against the Bears and Packers give just a little bit of worry for me. Plus, Washington is better than those two teams, Mike and Royal Oak.
Yeah, but I will say this. There is a chance in a playoff game that, candidly, the Commanders probably shouldn't be in. If not for a Baker Mayfield fumbled exchange, which was complete nonsense, they probably go home, right? It is a rookie quarterback. There is a pathway, and I've said this to Cookies. Is there a pathway to the Lions hitting this team with a garbage can? Of course there is. But I don't think you can predict it. I think the fourth down volatility, that's a part of it. I think it's a rookie quarterback. Look, I admit this. Rico and I have a bias is that we think Jaden Daniels is not necessarily a rookie anymore. But in this moment, in this environment, this might be too big for him. And he might. I don't know. I don't want to say like you're chasing a ghost or something, but he might do some things that are out of character. And if that happens, oh no, then there's a chance it could be gross.
See, I think you would have a better advantage if you actually played this game outside and let the weather dictate. Because the crowd, if all of a sudden they score, you're not cheering this loud. Let's just be real.
I think these people are going to cheer their eyeballs out.
No. Initially, yes, they will. But if things start going the other way,
Now look, it's a top six rushing attack versus a bottom three rush defense. That has to be the spinal cord of what the Lions are doing here.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. The problem for the Commanders, they don't have the running game to lean on. You can piecemeal it together, but they don't. They hand it off a ton and it just goes nowhere.
Right. Their running game is their quarterback. You limit him to less than 30 yards, you're good.
There is no way the Lions lose this game. We play a C-minus football, and we still win by 10 points. Washington will not be able to stop anything.
I disagree to that, but you know what? What do I know?
I dare you to play a C-minus game. I don't think you recognize what that looks like. You know what C-minus looks like? The Buffalo game. Go ahead and roll that tape out there in a playoff game. Let me know how that goes.
You're right. That was the Buffalo game.
You want to say a B-minus? I can listen to it.
C-minus.
Come on now. Jesus.
No. It's a couple menu ideas for some people. From Fowlerville, guy says, we get together with a couple families, kids, Lions game, smoking a brisket, artesian mac and cheese, coleslaw, and collard greens, and snacks.
Look, it sounds fabulous, but I have no desire to be operating a smoker in this weather. I take a nice 3 months off. I can't justify it. Bro, it's too cold. I can't be messing with it.
You know what? I'm with you, and there's a local restaurant that does a great job with a brisket, and you don't have to work 15 hours.
In the cold, yeah.
Just go pick it up and eat it. I mean, seriously, I was like.
It's a definition of work smarter, not harder.
Right. Right? Like, this is actually pretty good.
About 9 months of the year, I'd be all in for what they're talking about.
That's too much work.
I ain't doing that in December, January, February.
Too much work to throw a no-hitter. Because a one-hitter means you made a hockey puck.
Yeah, correct.
I shut it down after I smoked a prime rib Christmas Day. That was it. And now we're going to be done for about 60 to 90 days.
Making a big batch of habanero chili for the family to go with my brother-in-law's classic smoked mac and cheese. Listen, let's go Lions.
It sounds great. You can invite Rico. If I ate that, I would die. Dude, chili's just too damn spicy. It really? Just hurts my
and
stomach.
And his is habanero chili.
Yeah, so. Man. They make sweet chili, which I don't recommend.
What part of habanero is sweet?
Yeah, no, I said, this one was habanero chili.
He's making Kiss the Sky chili.
That's the sweet chili pepper. You're fine.
Bro. Okay. That's great.
That's not a ghost pepper. It's just a habanero.
Bro, I'm just telling you.
Chili,
and it's also, it's highly acidic. It's not good for my vocal cords. It's just, that's a mess. That chili's delicious.
You're fine. You got a short show on Monday. There you go.
Oh, perfect. Perfect, Kenny.
And take the habanero chili, put it on the hot dog. There you go.
No, absolutely not. David, go
ahead. Marlon in Wall Lake says, fellas, I'm doing it big when it comes to the Lions game. Okay, we got sub tray, 50 wings, taco salad, shrimp cocktail, pizza sliders, brownies, cake, chocolate cream pie with unlimited amount of drinks.
In on that.
Wish you guys could come.
That's a Super Bowl party.
That is.
For the divisional round.
Man, what are you doing next week?
That is tremendous. Tremendous.
That's crazy. Good for him, though. Good for him.
See, if the Lions win this weekend, next weekend, I know I can commission Big G. He can do the Stromboli. His specialty, I'm telling you, his garbage bread is unbelievable.
What's the garbage bread?
Like the Stromboli garbage. Like you take like a pound of dough and like roll it out like you're going to make a pizza, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you put your ingredients inside of it and then you roll it. You tuck the edges, you roll it, brush it with egg wash over the top, and then bake it.
Oh.
So it's dude.
So it's a baked pizza.
Kind of. Yeah, I'll live with it. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. No, but
I'm good with it. But
you just pull it apart and probably dip it in the sauce.
That was always a signature as a kid for a big game for the Giants. Like my mom and dad would make that. But like my dad is still, I tell you who's gotten good at it is Rip.
Really?
Yeah, he might be a Swede or whatever the hell he is. But we let him make garbage bread or a Stromboli, whatever. We always called it garbage bread. You can put whatever you want.
Same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like if Kenny wanted a Coney garbage bread, you could make that. Zero slander. It can be done. If you wanted to make one that was like chicken parm, like you can do that. Or you can just do pepperoni and cheese, whatever. It's not hard. You just got to care. It's one of those things that's like, it's a pain in the ass, but it ain't difficult, if that makes any sense. But if you're a Lion fan, yeah, easy to do.
You asked about pizza earlier. Someone had texted in. He works there. He says, I work at a pizza place. Didn't request the day off, but I got it somehow. It's going to be wild there tomorrow.
My guess would be if you're ordering pizza tomorrow, that's got to be at least 2 hours in advance. A Saturday night Lions home playoff game in the dead of winter.
That's crazy.
Dude, I'll tell you, next week for the NFC Championship game, they may need to call in the Army Reserves to operate pizza ovens.
You're making a lot of dough early in the morning.
Correct. Someone says, I'm having pizza, Cheerios, and beef jerky.
Wait, what?
That's what they said you're having for the game tomorrow.
Maybe that's the lucky menu for them.
Yeah.
Possibly. Or you could do this. Adam says he's having a slow cooker pulled pork sandwich with pickles, cornbread, and Guinness.
Yeah. You know what? I did, this was for, what was it? Was it Lions Vikings I did this? There's a great way you can do a braised beef, but you use Dr. Pepper. And then there's a barbecue company I like. They make a cherry rub. So you use that and you braise it in Dr. Pepper. I use Diet Dr. Pepper just because you don't need all that sugar. That's, diabetes. But like, dude, it comes out great. You make a barbecue sandwich, crispy onions on the top, pickles. Great football food. And it ain't terrible for you if you trim up your chuck roast. You're good. It's not like egregiously bad. Right. Now I'm hungry. This is a bad thing.
Well, you might not be after this one. Doing it big, fellas, ordering 3 pounds of the best deep-fried chicken gizzards that you ever have. Don't think you're hungry anymore.
Nope. No, that you know what that is? That's that mid-Michigan stuff. There's a Gizzard City up there. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, at Michigan State, some of the tailgates around us, they'd rock with that garbage. It's like Gizzard City, and in Potterville or something.
That sounds like some deep South stuff that I do not participate in.
I'm out on that.
Yeah, this is it.
Football Friday, Lions. Man, this game can't get here soon enough, but we're a little over, 27 hours away? 27 hours away from kickoff. We can finally sit back and relax and see what happens in this game as the Commanders come into Ford Field. David, we got any ticket text before we hand the show off to Jeff Rieger?
Sure do. Someone says, I'm at a 2. Lions pull away late, though, 34-24. Someone else says, I'm at a 4. Not sure if it's because this is new territory or because it's the playoffs and anything can happen. I live in D.C. and will be wearing my Lions gear to a Commanders watch party with friends. David, pray for me. That is Mark C. in D.C.
I guess for me, because I guess I have a healthy respect for the playoffs. It's not necessarily the Commanders, but when I look at this, I look at Jaden Daniels. Look, either he is going to just shrivel up and the pressure is going to get to him, or he's just going to come in with playing with house money and just be loose. And that's my biggest thing. The Lions have to take his confidence and his swag away early. You're fine. But if he comes in here and you're like, he won't, I don't think he'll be Sam Darnold, okay, where he just gave the game away. I think that he's actually pretty good if you haven't watched him yet. I said a while ago, you know, he should have won. Everybody was talking that Caleb Williams, like, you picked the wrong quarterback, Chicago, but. Go ahead.
My concern level is at a 2. Goff and the offense will put up a ton of points, and the Commanders won't be able to keep pace. Lions 40, Commanders 31. Tim in West Bloomfield. I'm at a 1.5. They win by 7 because of a late score by Washington, and we recover the onside kick. Travis in Warren.
So that's actually a 2 or 3.
Yeah, if it's that close.
Yeah,
you're exactly right. That's a 3. Yeah, you're right.
Math be math. All right.
Jeff in Huntington Woods says, hey, David, the food for the game will be gumbo. I'll be cooking it all day in time for the game.
Chicken or seafood gumbo?
It doesn't say.
If you're doing chicken and andouille sausage, I'll be over there. Seafood gumbo, nah, you can have that.
Then I'll be over there.
Right, but chicken and andouille sausage, Kenny, you a gumbo person?
Yeah, I mess around with gumbo.
Okay. So I never know because you and Mike can't really do the spicy stuff.
I'm with you on the seafood thing, though.
Yeah.
I'm completely with you.
Okay, well, then will you do this? Frog legs on the grill tomorrow. Anybody for frog legs on the grill tomorrow?
David, you look like you're a frog leg person.
I am not a frog leg person. I love legs, but not frog legs.
We all know you love legs.
I need to stop it. Jason in Heartland, I'm at a 2.
It's almost gummy time.
I would be very surprised if the Lions lost, but also surprised if the Lions blew the Commanders out. So I'm at a 2.
Okay. All right. So one more, and then we'll bring in Jeff Rieger, who should be still hungover from Dawson Garcia.
Someone said,
Stop it.
I guess I haven't thought about what I'm eating tomorrow night. Never crossed my mind. I guess it's the nerves, guys. I'm at a 3 on a scale because it's the NFL, and that's the only reason anyone needs that a DJ at work.
DJ, I'm with you, man. Like big games, like this playoffs will be fun because I got no horse in this race. So yes, I can do whatever. But like last year, oh man, didn't eat until at the end of games.
Yeah, but don't you get the sense that most Lions fans are totally fine, nerve free for this game coming up?
They are. I think a lot of Lions fans believe this is going to be like Las Vegas is saying, a double digit victory.
It does.
And you're already preparing for next week, and yeah.
You know, the crazy thing is, every time I remind myself how good Jaden Daniels is, I remind myself how good the Lions offense is.
You know what it is?
And it comes down to stopping the Lions offense. Can they do it?
But if you think about it, it took the Lions offense a half against Minnesota.
That's true.
And a lot of that was because Minnesota just kept shooting themselves in the foot. It's the recency bias, because you remember the Viking game, you're like, oh, they were dominant. Okay,
Well, we know what the Commanders are going to try to do, exactly what they did against Tampa, try to stop the run, which they did a nice job against Bucky Irvin.
They're going to go for it and frustrate you the same way you go for it and frustrate other people. 100% dose your own medicine.
And they're going to try to possess the football like they did against Tampa Bay and hope like hell in the end they're sticking around because they have experience their last five games they've won like that.
Not to be overly simplistic, whichever team converts the fourth downs better wins.
Well, there's a couple things I thought of, okay? First of all, the Lions defense hasn't gone against a team that is going to need you to stay on the field four downs. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be different. The other thing, too, is with that
Dawson Garcia?
Stop it. I'm not talking about that game. The other thing, too, with the no huddle that the Commanders run and with how loud and insane it gets at Ford Field, you ever stop to think, like, will that affect the Lions defense communication-wise? Knowing that it's no huddle for the Commanders?
Yeah, because, well, first of all, you just got to know where Scary Terry is. And other than that, yeah, because they're just going to, especially if they catch the Lions in a defense that they like, they're not going to let you substitute.
No, yeah.
They will just keep going down and down the field. And this, before you know it, it's like a team with no timeouts who dribbles the ball up the court and passes it to Dawson Garcia.
Okay, so my question.
You're not going to answer?
No. Believe it or not, I was actually legitimately pissed yesterday. I was sitting doing the Wings Radio Network, right? And I'm watching the Michigan game, and they're up by 9, they're up by 10, they're up by 11. The spread was 10.5. I'm like, oh, they're covering now. Then they do what they do. They turn over. They can't hit free throws. They can't rebound. And I was so furious for a regular season game. And then I realized why I was furious. Because of you bastards. Because you guys went to 6-0.
Play.
Shut up. You went to 6-0 in the Big Ten the night before against Penn State. And I, too, wanted to be 6-0. I wanted to hang around. Excuse me. I just hit a button.
Oh, what's going on in Minnesota?
Oh, this is on. Look at that.
Oh. It's not anymore.
David just turned it off. Yeah, that game yesterday pissed me off.
No, it honestly felt
good to be pissed off in a regular season game.
It felt like a first round of an NCAA tournament game. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, even though Minnesota was winless in the Big Ten. And I hate that damn floor they have, the above ground. I hate that whole place. Stupid barn.
It was no students there. You should have won the game.
Shut up. Anyway, I'm going to ask a question to start. Wojo's going to join us at some point, not quite sure when. I have a question about how you watch this game. And I also have a question about, well, it's something that has not been talked about at all this week. And I'm curious why. So we'll lead with one of those two
things.
Wait,
Wojo's here?
He's going to be here at some point.
Okay.
Or maybe he's not.
All right.
He's supposed to be here.
Okay.
Why? What?
Nothing.
What was that?
You're doing God's work.
I'm carrying that, man. Yeah.
Lift with your legs.
Yeah, especially when he drinks the gin, he's heavier.
I'm sorry, Rieger. What were you saying? That was stony.
All right. Goodbye.
97.
Look at that. I ended the crosstalk.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.